Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, bringing community together for Newton's Earth Day Festival, by Julie M. Cohen. Finding high-quality goods for a low price is nice, but getting them for free is even better, especially when you're helping the environment. Jenna Fershen knows the joy of paying zero for essentials since she's a regular at the swap shop at Newton's Resource Recovery Center. The volunteer-run group was just one of 40 organizations featured at the May 3rd Newton Earth Day Festival, organized by Green Newton in partnership with the City of Newton's Climate and Sustainability Team and the Newton EV Task Force. The swap shop accepts a variety of donated items, including clothes, toys, cookware, tools, and more, and then gives them away at no cost. This benefits those looking to rid themselves of unwanted possessions, those hoping to find necessities, as well as the environment, by keeping people's belongings out of landfills. "I feel like I'm going shopping and not spending money," said Fershen as she visited the swap shop's booth inside Zervas Elementary School, where the festival was held. In the past, the Newton mom said she found a dollhouse, a tricycle, vases, Halloween decorations, and more at the swap shop on Rumford Avenue. "Sometimes it's a treasure hunt," said Fershen. Priscilla Cosgrove said she volunteers at the swap shop because you feel like you're doing something good for the community. She said people often donate when they are moving or downsizing. "We have great stuff," said volunteer Sandy Jones, who was part of the group that started the shop. In addition to vendors, the festival also included food trucks, kids' activities, goats and chickens, entertainment, and more. The Newton South High School Newtones, a cappella group, performed in the Zervas Cafetorium. The first Earth Day took place on April 22, 1970, and has been held across the world ever since. At the Newton event, adults could learn about climate action, clean energy, ranked choice voting, gardening, and more, and there were also plenty of child-centered activities. About 70 volunteers helped out at the event, which had information and activities for people of all ages. Children got their faces painted, created masterpieces from Legos, and tried their luck at climate-themed carnival games set up outside. For information on how to volunteer with the swap shop at Newton's Resource Recovery Center at 115 Rumford Avenue, email recycling@newtonmay.gov. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.